The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Appreciate you. Something very wrong with some of the reactions that we're seeing today from the about this leak of the... They're calling it a draft opinion, which means this is the way that they're leaning on opining when it comes to that ruling in 1973. But the one thing that most people aren't talking about, Carrie, is they can still change their minds.
Yes,
this is not in stone.
Justice said today, this is not exactly. It's not the decision.
I actually think, I mean, seriously, I think they should release the decision now. Give the opinion now. No reason to wait. It's already gone. Are they really going to have people lined up outside the Supreme Court building for the next 2 or 3 months?
Maybe.
That'd be kind of stupid.
A lot of security.
You know, I mean, why not just release the opinion, rip the Band-Aid off, make it happen now, and then get down to it. We're going to talk about that some more. Also, it turns out, did you know this? If you're training to be a midwife, you have to train on how to deliver a baby from a biological man or a biological woman. Did you know that?
I do now after reading that story.
I mean, that's kind of nice. So we'll get into that. And I think a lot of people last hour felt like they wanted to get through and talk about this leak of this information, this draft opinion from the Supreme Court from yesterday. So we'll open it back up for that as well on a Tuesday. Uh-huh. Let's go. Yes, indeed. That is Carrie Lockie. How you doing, Chocolate Voice?
I'm okay.
Polo getting it done? Sam in the his house? Oh, yes. Crazy training on a Tuesday. I think it's very appropriate that we're doing crazy train today. So Letitia James is the attorney general in the state of New York. You've heard of Letitia James,
yes? Yes, I have.
Letitia James has tweeted something out, or actually it's something called City and State New York. It's a verified account. I don't know if that's her account or not, but it's some sort of a verified weekly magazine. But they quote her. She goes out in front of a microphone. I'm going to show people who are watching on the stream. This is the tweet. And she's standing there at a microphone with a bunch of idiots behind her holding up signs about abortion, this, that, and not. And her quote is, "I chose to have an abortion. I walked proudly into Planned Parenthood, and I make no apologies to anyone." Attorney General Letitia James. Look, I'm not a woman, so therefore, obviously, I've never had an abortion. I've talked to plenty of women who have had abortions, either in high school, after that, whenever, and I don't know anybody who's proud of it. This is something they felt they had to do, this is something they were pressured into doing, this is something they felt was the right thing. But for whatever reason, they ended up having the abortion, and I don't know one person who has ever said to me, "I am so proud that I got rid of that clump of cells." And Letitia James is standing, she's smiling in New York City. With the grandeur of all the buildings behind her. A couple of idiots standing behind her wearing masks, like a bunch of dumbasses. And she could not be more proud. This is somebody who's the top cop in the state of New York. Proud that she's had an abortion. This is the kind of lunacy that we're talking about here. This is the kind of ridiculousness that we're talking about here. But again, maybe she doesn't understand. She does understand. In fact, Megyn Kelly responded, you know, she should know that you can, or maybe Christina Pashaw, who's with DeSantis, responded over on Twitter. She should know that New York State, even if they got rid of Roe v. Wade, you still can get an abortion up to 25 weeks. That won't change. Listen, let me make this as clear as I can again. I am against abortion. I think a human life is created at conception. That's what I believe. But this is not going to get rid of abortion. This doesn't make it illegal and make it go away. This leaves it to the states, and New York State allows for abortion up to 25 weeks. California's looking to add it to their constitution. They're allowed to do that. It's a state's rights issue. It's a state issue because the federal government does not have any purview as per the constitution. This does not make it illegal. This sends it back to the states. Now, Amazon, Carrie, did you send me this story or did I see this somewhere else?
No, I sent it to you.
Okay, if you can, let's do the Amazon story, which I'm always so stunned at. Why on earth are you getting involved in this when you want people like me to buy crap from you? Go ahead, we have.
From The Blaze, Amazon's committing to financing the abortions of its employees. On Monday, the second largest private employer in the U.S. told its staff it'll pay up to $4,000 annually in travel expenses for non-life-threatening medical treatments, including abortions. Reuters reported that Amazon's decision to subsidize its employees' abortions places the online mega retailer on a growing list of large corporations with similar policies on the books. Citigroup Inc. and Yelp Inc. both announced they would subsidize the abortion process for their employees in response to Republican-backed state laws limiting abortion access. In a similar vein, the popular ride-sharing companies Uber and Lyft previously vowed to cover the legal fees for drivers in Texas who encounter legal difficulties for driving women to abortion clinics, Fortune reported. The company's new benefit will have retroactive coverage and is available to both its U.S. employees and their covered dependents who are enrolled in either the Primera or Aetna health plans. The reimbursement benefits are available to employees at all levels of the company. Warehouse workers and executives alike can be reimbursed for expenses incurred in their pursuit of an abortion.
I'm confused. What does Amazon have to do with the sexual activity of its employees? What does Amazon have to do with whether an employee has a kid or not? What does Amazon have to do with aborting the child? Why does Amazon, or Jeff Bezos specifically, want more aborted children? I don't get it. Confusing to me. They should just sell crap online. But Carrie, I mean, did I hear you write $4,000 in reimbursement?
Yes, a year. And in order to qualify, the individual seeking to receive an abortion must travel more than 100 miles.
All right. So if you're on a border, your state doesn't allow abortion, the next state does. You can cross state lines, go 100 miles or more, and then you stand to gain $4,000 for offing the kid?
Yes.
What am I missing? Why are these ghouls out here pushing as hard as they can to have children aborted? By the way, this isn't about women's rights. This isn't about reproductive rights. This isn't about women's health care. This is about eugenics and getting rid of the undesirables in our society. That's why Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger. This is about population control. This is about, I've already been born, screw you, you don't get to be born. That's what this is. Nothing more, nothing less. These idiots really think that we're going to be overpopulated soon and somehow it's going to end up hurting them or harming their ability to make money. It's so strange to me why this is something that's even debated. You're killing a human being. You're killing, fetus means offspring in Latin or child. No matter what they redefined it as in English, that's what fetus means. So even saying that word doesn't somehow change things. Carrie, do we want to make their heads really hurt or just take some calls here? Because we can really make their heads hurt with that other story that I just gave you. Because, I mean, this one takes a good. My sister, Monica, is a midwife. And she studied hard. She does a great job with it. It is not an easy job. I guarantee you she has never been trained for this. Go ahead.
This is from BizPac Review. This is labeled news/commentary. So I did not write this. In a disturbing example of how crackpot woke theories are infecting the medical profession, students studying to be midwives at a prominent UK university were being taught how to care for men who give birth through their penises, causing confusion that resulted in the editing of the course materials. The madness across the pond took place at Edinburgh Napier University in Scotland, where one course workbook described the process of caring for birthing people, the Orwellian term used by the left to describe transgender mothers. According to material provided to the feminist website Redux by concerned students at the institution, the introduction to a skills workbook on catheterization states, it's important to note that while most times a birthing person will have female genitalia, you may be caring for a pregnant or birthing person who is transitioning from male to female and may still have external male genitalia. You need to be familiar with the catheterization procedure for both female and male anatomy. And for this reason, where appropriate, this book refers to the birthing person.
No, but they're kidding, right? No, no, stop. They're kidding, right? They're literally saying somebody who's transitioning from male to female can have a baby?
Yes.
How's that?
I'm not sure.
Why would you train somebody to learn how to deliver a baby from somebody through his private part who is transitioning from male to female? An XY human cannot have a baby, cannot get pregnant. Are they implanting it in some part of the anatomy that I don't know about? What the hell are they talking? Carrie, am I missing it? Because
no.
Originally, because the headline of the story says biological men. Yeah. Biological men cannot have babies. So, but in the story, they're talking about people who have transitioned that may have the boy part.
Still male.
And I just don't like saying it. Right. But I mean, this is somebody transitioning from female to male. You're literally reading the story that says transitioning from male to female.
Yes. Yes.
That well, is how does quote. That person get pregnant?
That is what the workbook says. I don't know.
I want to see the case where that's happened. Not asking much. Just back it up. Is this isn't parody, is it? No, right?
No.
Because that's not a parody site.
The university made workbook clearly moves on to providing students instruction on how to accommodate a pregnant biological male.
Show me where there's been one.
I can't.
Come on, man.
Unless there's one in Scotland. I don't know.
Nope, there isn't. No, there is not. That's it. I mean, enough is enough. First, we've got the woke crowd telling us they can't define woman. Then the woke crowd says Leah Thomas is a woman and can compete against biological women. Leah Thomas and XY can compete against XXs. Then we're told that Rachel Levine used to be Richard. The XY is the first female admiral for this. And then the man, XY, who is now a female, who won Jeopardy, is the first woman trans Jeopardy person in the thing. But then when it comes to abortion, women's rights, women's reproductive rights, women, 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 why are you trying to eliminate women? These people are on crack. Listen, Carrie, I'm going to need everybody. I don't care if it's 300 million people. I need them all to be crack tested, every single one.
Okay, we'll get right on
I will
that.
Donate some money for the crack tests. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Couple of things. Proud to have an abortion. Your thoughts on that. Biological men, XY human beings, giving birth to babies. Have you heard about that happening somewhere? I'd like to hear about it. We've got that for you as well. And we'll continue taking calls on this actual leak, which is what got us here to begin with. And do you agree with me that, in fact, without a doubt, the Supreme Court should issue its valid and full opinion right now? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Make sure I want to hear from you. Go to the website if you can't get through and send me an email, or go there and send me a tweet or something like that. Meantime, let me tell you about stamps.com. You got a small business, inflation is not doing you any favors right now. It's harder than ever to stay profitable. If you're looking for a way to cut costs, mailing and shipping is a great place to start. Use stamps.com. Mail and ship your stuff through them. Get access to exclusive discounts. I'm talking about up to 30% with the United States Postal Service and up to 86% with UPS. Whether you're an office sending out invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping out truckloads of orders, Stamps.com is going to save you some money. It's the mailing and shipping solution for you. All you need is your regular computer and printer. No special supplies or equipment. You'll be up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Start right now. Go to the website, stamps.com. Keep more money in your pocket every single day. Sign up with promo code PAGS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. Don't worry about long-term commitments or contracts. Go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter my name, PAGS. Stamps.com, code word PAGS, right now. Keep it here.
This is the Joe PAGS Show.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks. It's the Joe PAGS Show. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. Appreciate you. I just tweeted this. By the way, if you think you're following me on Twitter, you might not be. because they actually de-boosted and they ghost banned and everything else. It's starting to lighten up with Musk coming in, and I think they're burning the algorithms. So make sure you go back and check at Joe Talk Show if you're somebody who uses Twitter. I'm not telling you to start a Twitter account, but if you're already on there, at JoeTalkShow, let's push that sucker as high as we can. We're about 118,000 now. Let's get it over 120,000 if we can. Love to have you over there. I just saw this. I just tweeted this out, that Washington, D.C. under this administration has become a sitcom. And it's a situation comedy. I'm going to play in a moment a piece of video from the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, and you're going to understand why I said it's a sitcom. Meantime, I wondered, have you gotten your Super Beats? Because you know that you're tired. You know that you can't do everything that you used to be able to do. And you wonder why. It's because this nitric oxide that our bodies naturally make is the miracle molecule that helps you with your blood flow, your circulation, your blood pressure. And Super Beats helps you to produce that in larger quantities like you used to. They've got something called the Heart Chews. It's a combination of non-GMO beets and grapeseed extract. Tastes delicious. Take a couple of these in the morning. It's going to set you out right. You don't have to worry about all this caffeine, sugary drinks, caffeinated drinks, energy drinks. No, no. Do it naturally with Super Beats Heart Chews. They've got the grapeseed extract in Super Beats Heart Chews that's been clinically shown to be two times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Why not add some Super Beats to your daily routine? Because you listen to my program, get up to 45% off plus free shipping at joelovesbeats.com. It's their best offer available anywhere. That's joelovesbeats.com at up to 45% off, he said. joelovesbeats.com. joelovesbeats.com. Make that happen right now. This is the Vice President of the United. You know how I know that, Kara, because she keeps telling us.
Indeed.
She's the Vice President.
Yeah.
I'm Kamala Harris. I'm the Vice President of the United States as her staff all leaves. I truly think that we've become a sitcom in this country. Here's her reaction to this unlawful leak of a draft opinion from the Supreme Court.
Law against women. Well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future? How dare they try to deny women their rights?
Come on, man. So what is she watching, Greta Thunberg? That was how they wrote it? How dare they? Just say how dare they a bunch of times. It's a sitcom. Joe's House. What are you going to call it? Biden's Place. I'm confused. And she's talking about taking away women's rights. 50% of those who are aborted are girls that would be women. You dumbass. Carrie, can I call the Vice President a dumbass or not? I forget.
Well, you did, so.
What?
Yeah,
so I did then?
You
okay.
did. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, let me go back to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It's going to be, let's see, who's been on for a while? Bob, I appreciate you calling in from Minnesota. What's going on?
You know, I got enough. I'm going to start crying. My wife is talking to our midwife. 30 years ago, we had our kids born at home. Okay? My son would give up his left gonad.
All right, Bob, I appreciate you. First of all, you're on a speaker, and I don't want to hear about your son's gonads. Carrie, is that wrong of me to not want to hear about that?
Well, no. I mean, nobody really wants to hear about that, but...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, listen, if you're on a speakerphone and Sam asked you to get off of it, do me a favor and stay off of it. I'd like the listeners to hear what you have to say. Bob, I love you like a brother. It sounded like crap. Let me go back at it. Las Vegas. George, talk to me.
Hey, Joe. Viva Las Vegas, of course, and all, but... I know, this is the last segment. I was just like, oh God, no. That was... Oh, I'm sorry. That was sick. But I mean, as someone that's like actually gay, I just want to say that like not all of us are that crazy and gonna think that that's normal. I'm sorry. That was.
I don't know
like,
what you're talking about.
I had to pull over. I was just like, oh.
What topic last segment?
No, the last segment about the midwife.
I didn't talk about gays at all in the last segment.
Oh no, not that. I'm just saying like we get lobbed in with that LGBT
gotcha.
Group.
Gotcha.
And it's just like not all of us in that group are think this way.
No, I know that. No, George, listen, the gay community as a whole does not fall into the LGBTQ radicalization. You know, you guys are good Americans like anybody else. You just decide to, you sleep with somebody that you decide that you want to sleep with. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. Yeah. These groups act like they represent you, though.
I know. I just hate being lobbed in with this, like, this ultra far left group bunch of people. I'm just like, no, you don't speak for me.
Exactly right, George. I got to let you go. Listen, when we come back, it's going to be Marjorie Taylor Greene. District 14, Republican, great state of Georgia. We talk about this leak We talk about Jim Acosta going after her. We talk about her. They're trying to keep her off of the ballot and much more. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this young lady back. She's District 14 Republican, the great state of Georgia. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing good, Joe. It's good to see you, too.
You know, it's kind of amazing. I'm always doing these videos at night, and I'm tweeting all the time, and just seeing news that happens overnight. Between you and me, I don't go to bed till 4 or 5 in the morning because I'm afraid to miss something. And last night, I would have missed something, I think, had I gone to bed at a normal time. Suddenly, there's a leak from some staffer, we assume, with a justice at the Supreme Court, and the leak is some brief that was a draft brief or a draft opinion that Roe v. Wade will be overturned. I think you and I have talked about this before, maybe not, but I'm pretty sure that we're in alignment, that Roe v. Wade was a horrible decision to start with. So let's start there. This should have been a states' rights thing to begin with. It should never have been a federal law. Talk to me about when you found out and what you thought about it when you heard it last night.
Well, I found out last night, probably just like you did. I saw it. I think one of my staff told me about it and read it to me. And I looked at the article. It was the Politico piece.
Right.
And so I'll be real honest with you. I just burst into tears because ending abortion, overturning Roe versus Wade is something that I've always prayed over. I've prayed for it as long as I can remember. I think abortion is the most evil thing that happens in human history right now. And as a mom of three children, I think it's a blessing from God to be a mother. And I think we have to do better. And so I was very emotional when I read the news, but we have no guarantee because this was a leak. And what we have to do right now is whoever leaked this, they need to be held accountable because our Supreme Court there can't be a breach of information like this, especially when it comes to something so important. And we know why they did it. They put it out there so the left can do what they always do. They can send their army of rioters like right. Antifa, BLM and activists to intimidate the Supreme Court justices that would be voting on that ruling. And so, you know, my instant response was to pray immediately for the Supreme Court justices and their families and their safety. And then, of course, what do we see happen? Barriers were put up at the Supreme Court and there was instantly a protest. So, yeah, that was my reaction last night and watching the news very closely today.
Well, I'm glad that was your reaction. I'm the father of five, all daughters, by the way. And the idea that you can just go and do anything you want with no responsibility and kill the unborn child has never made sense to me. That is a separate human being. That's medically proven. Having said all of that, why do you think so many young people are so for abortion? Are they just brainwashed? Because the majority of Americans are not for abortion once the child is viable. Now, we can discuss whether it's at conception, which I believe. We can discuss whether it's 20 weeks or the heartbeat, it's 6 weeks, whatever. But at the end of the day, most Americans, I think it's 67% plus, don't believe in abortion after the child can live outside the womb. So why are these young people okay with partial birth and late term? And even in California, I guess you can have the baby now and kill it within 28 days and it's still called an abortion. Why do you think, is this just brainwashing, do you think?
Well, Joe, I'm like you. I believe life starts at conception, and I've co-sponsored the Life at Conception Act. I also tweeted today calling, saying that if a Republican-controlled Congress comes into play after November, once we take back control, I think it is the responsibility of Republicans to pass the Life at Conception Act. That's certainly what I would like to see done on the federal level.
Right.
But turning over Roe versus Wade would send it back to the states. Each state could decide its own law on life and abortion. And, you know, Joe, I think it is true. I think that we have now multiple generations, at least, that have been raised on the idea that somehow abortion is women's health care, which it absolutely is not. A baby in the womb right at the start is a separate human being. It's right. A separate body, and it is not health care. It is killing a life. There's no health care about killing a life. And so I think it's a lack of education and understanding of what abortion really is. Most young people, most young women and young men do not understand the actual procedure of an abortion. They may not know how gruesome, barbaric, and horrific it really is. They think of it as just something where they're solving maybe a problem that they have, and they go to an abortion and think that this is the easiest way to deal with it. Well, you know, no human being, no creation of God is a problem. As a matter of fact, no human is a mistake. I fully believe that. And so I'll be very loud and outspoken, and I'll definitely be on the front lines of this fight.
No way. You loud and outspoken? Wait a second. No way. Well, we thank God for somebody like you who is loud and outspoken. You just you simply don't care what people think in reaction to what you know to be the truth. And that's why I brought up why they're so brainwashed. By the way, it's District 14 Republican, great state of Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, when you talk to these people, they don't really understand what it is. And you're right. They haven't seen the pictures of these aborted children. These are children. They don't understand the procedure because they've been told, hey, listen, be more convenient if you just get rid of it. But the real dastardly stuff that nobody talks about, you and I do, is that 30%+ of those aborted are black babies. And the black population is 12-13%. There's a massive 30-40% are Hispanic. And the Hispanic, you know, population is nowhere near that high. So we're talking about a focus and a target on minority babies that has been going on since Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood as a eugenicist. She wanted to weed out the undesirables. How can we better present that case to those young people who think that this is just a great fun thing to do? Let's just abort the child, not a big deal. They're actually targeting minorities. This is a racist policy of the left, is it not?
I'm really glad you brought that up, Joe. I think it's our responsibility to get that information out there because it is a targeting of the black population. And, you know, abortion has been genocide. Over 63 million people have been aborted. And you're right. There's been a high disproportionate part of those 63 million that have been black babies, black people have been murdered in the womb. And you're right, Margaret Sanger set out for abortion because she was a racist. And her whole idea was to weed out a certain portion of our population. And that is completely evil. And so it is up to us, Joe, to every single one of us to educate every single American as much as possible and explain those very truthful facts. And when we get down to it, you know, let's just be very honest for a minute. The truth is described in the Bible as a sword, the sword of truth.
Yes.
And truth isn't always something that makes people feel good at all times. Sometimes the truth hurts. But this is a situation where no matter what, even if the truth hurts or not, we need to let it be out there because this has gone on way too long. And if we have the opportunity to see it come to an end, I think it is our vital responsibility to play every single part that we possibly can and help this come to an end. So I look forward to hopefully seeing that happen.
It's Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. I do as well. When you see people like Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and Gia Powell and all these people come out and act so weird about how angry they are about abortion not being a possibility anymore on a federal level, like you said, California would make it legal because Gavin Newsom's that guy. He would try to put it in the Constitution. Georgia and Texas probably wouldn't. And I get that. So when you see them react that way, is it all show? What is that?
Well, of course it is. You know, abortion seems to be their sacrament. It's the one thing that they hang on to and they'll fight for harder than anything else. And that's sacrificing babies on the altar of Baal. That's how I see it. And they come to full anger and out of control responses. I saw Elizabeth Warren. She was completely angry, shaken as she was leaving the Supreme Court today, right, where she had just spoken on it. So we're going to see them come out and they're going to fight for this. But, you know, the left doesn't care about violence. They always use it for their own political purposes, just like we saw the Antifa BLM riots in 2020. And they cheered those on, supported them and funded them and even bailed out criminal rioters. We're going to see them come out probably and bring violence again so that they can keep their disgusting, evil ways and keep selling this awful lie to women that abortion is a way to solve problems when it, in reality, it isn't. It's murder of the most innocent people on planet Earth, and it's time to end it.
Very well said. Green.house.gov is your website. It's U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, representative for District 14, the great state of Georgia. You mentioned something a little while ago, sword of the truth, the sword of the word. That's what we believe as Christians. And you used that against Jim Acosta the other day, masterfully. Most people would have just walked away from him. He could have grandstanded. Then he shows on camera that, hey, she wouldn't stop and talk to me. You called him out. He was trying to quote something that you did or didn't write, and he was quoting it through a third source, which was some far left-wing source, and you made him tell people who were watching, and thank God you were recording as well, because they would have cut this up. You made him say, tell me exactly what I said. Read the exact words I said. Marjorie, that's how you have to go after somebody like this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm sick and tired of the media lying about me. All they've done is mischaracterize who I am, and they've done it on their powerful platforms, and it's been wrong. It's been a terrible way to treat me. It's caused me to have death threats. Even people have been arrested because of their threats against me. Wow. And it's his fault. And so when Jim Acosta wanted to ask me questions about text messages that are supposedly mine, and I don't know if they are or are not,
yeah,
because been like over 16 months ago, and all of my text messages are gone out of my phone, but supposedly these are mine, and we'll try to find out if they are or not. But he was pressing me, but he was refusing to say what the text messages were. He right. was just changing them and accusing me of something that I am absolutely not guilty of doing, and that I had nothing to do with, but yet he was hiding the truth. So I pressed him on it, and I pushed him as hard as possible. And I'm really glad that my comms director was there recording it.
Yeah.
Because that is how most of my interactions are with the press. And then they cut it up every single time, Joe. And then they put it out on their news networks. And that even happened in the court hearing that they put me on the witness stand for to ask me about this ridiculous accusation against President Trump and Republicans and President Trump's staff. And, you know, they showed videos, these clown attorneys that are bringing this case against me. They showed videos that were chopped up so that my entire sentences weren't even there. And that was their so-called evidence. So I'm sick and tired of it, Joe, and I'm going to be holding the media accountable. If they're going to ask me questions, they better be prepared.
Well, that's the proper reaction. It's Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Your reaction to Jim Acosta took him out of his game. He had this story written in his head that he went up to you and kindly just asked you a few questions. I'm just trying to get some answers. And then he was going to go on the air and talk about how mean you are and how horrible you are and how, you know, January 6th you are or whatever. At the end of the day, the verbatim of that text, whether it's yours or not, the verbatim of that text does not do what he says it did. In fact, it alleviates whoever wrote it. So, or exonerates whoever wrote it. It just boggles my mind. But let's go to the court case. So I'm watching the court case. And Matt Gaetz shows up in a bulletproof vest, which made me ill that he has to do that. And he's sitting there supporting you. I'm supporting you from afar watching it. And you are great because you're right. As a guy who's been in video television news for a long time, like I am, you can cut things up to make it look like anything you want. It's integrity and truth that will always set you free. And your reaction was right. They were trying to corner you as some... Marjorie, they tried to make 1776 a bad thing. What the hell are we talking about here? 1776 is the date that men signed a document that said, I'm going to give up life, limb, and my riches, and they almost all did, to preserve what we think is a better land. How could anybody ever misconstrue that as bad?
Well, apparently they don't like our freedoms, and maybe they don't want that in our country. You know, and if that's the case, I encourage them to go take a boat or an airplane across the pond, and they can go swear allegiance to the Queen, because, you know, we're all proud of 1776, and we're so proud of it here in Georgia. As I pointed out to these clown show attorneys, our state seal was directly behind the judge, mounted on the wall, and it says 1776 on our Georgia state seal. So by his talking points and the direction he was trying to carry everything he was saying to me about 1776, I guess he was accusing that very courtroom and the judge presiding in this courtroom of being guilty of a dog whistle call for an insurrection. Yep. So it was absolutely absurd. And, you know, I was really grateful. I'm still grateful that my good friend and ally Matt Gaetz came that day to be there and supporting me. And I really appreciate it, as well as so many people came from my district, Joe, because they are furious and they're so angry that this is even happening, that these guys had this very idea that they can meddle in our Georgia election. Yeah. That's what this is. It's election meddling. And these attorneys are so out of line. They're funded. They're a 501c3 or 501c4. They're funded. They take donations on their website. And they're the same group targeting Republicans in multiple states.
Right.
It's not voters. It's this attorney group, this far left attorney group that doesn't care about America, doesn't care about our founding, is apparently appalled at 1776.
Crazy.
And hates our freedoms and hates our free speech and free and fair elections. And so there were so many people that came from my district because they're very angry. These attorneys should be disbarred.
Yes.
They should not be able to continue practice law and making a mockery of a courtroom and disrespecting our laws and disrespecting our elections and disrespecting people in my district's right to vote for me again.
Well, what's incredible is they went after Trump twice by impeaching him twice to try to stop him from running again because they know they can't beat him. They're trying to get you off the ballot because they know that they can't beat you. Marjorie, it's really that simple, isn't it? Just beat her. If she's so bad, beat her in the election. If he's so bad, beat him in the election. But they can't do that. They already see the writing on the wall that district is yours, and you could probably stay in that position as long as you want. That's really the fundamental thing they're trying to do, right? They just want you off the ballot.
Oh, of course they can't. Democrats can't win on their own merits right now because they're destroying our country. And the January 6th committee, well, you know something? That's the big lie.
Yes.
That is the big lie. These people that, like I said, they love riots. They love them. They cheer for them, encourage them, and fund them when they're doing what they want them to do. And then they're supposedly, you know, they feign outrage and are all of a sudden against one particular riot.
Right.
Because they need to use it against Republicans. Yeah, but they can't beat me. But you know what? Here, I'm thankful to my district, and I'm very much asking for everyone's, you know, so I can go back to Washington if they reelect me on May 24th. I'm happy to be able to represent them again, and I think that looks really good. I have a lot of support here. But yeah, this is just their attempt to get rid of me because they can't get rid of me any other way.
Just circle back to the beginning. I know you've got to go. You're very busy. Thanks for making time. Do you think the justice will stick to their guns? With this leak, John Roberts actually looks angry, and it looks like they might just go forward with his opinion. Do you fear that they might change their opinion?
Well, if we're going to read the words of the opinion that were leaked, they were saying that no one would threaten them, that they would not allow the public to change their ruling.
Okay.
And I really hope that they're able to have the courage to hold those words. And again, Joe, I think we have to pray for them. We have to educate people about abortion. We've got to be brave and strong during this time and just pray for God's intervention. And I know our God is bigger. So
yeah.
That's the guy I'm going to be looking to.
Absolutely. Me too. District 14 Republican, great state of Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie, thanks a million for coming back on today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It was great to talk to you.
All right. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Marjorie Taylor Greene had no time today to talk to me, and then she gave us a bunch of time to talk to me. Very, very busy. She's got a lot going on. And we broke down all the big issues surrounding her, including Roe v. Wade and this leak, including Acosta going after her like all the media does, including them trying to get her off the ballot in Georgia because they can't beat her at the ballot box. Great to talk to her today. We've got Governor Greg Abbott, the great state of Texas. If, in fact, you've got another hour coming, some of you, the next hour is your first hour. So you never know. But we've got him on to talk about the border, talk about Roe v. Wade, talk about Beto O'Rourke, this guy who's going after him. Much more to come on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.